Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about youths making their way into construction domain. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to podcast. We all have to wish to set up a company of our own and be our own boss, but a very few are indeed able to fulfill this dream of theirs. It is often the level of competition that weeds out the new talent, and also the lack of preparation or preparationness on the part of the youngsters before they begin with setting up their business. One such industry that has given the wings to fly is the construction sector, but the sort of competition one gets to experience is this industry is enormous. There is a rat race that exists in this sector. People are expected to do everything to just get a deal. It is not that getting work is the way harder. It is just that the people, for some reason, do not have the patience to wait for the right deal to come by. Youths in this, in particular, who aim to become part of this industry, need to take care of many things. Firstly, they should work on their knowledge on this industry. This sector is pretty vast and involves a lot of many things that affect it on an everyday basis. So having a fair amount of idea often helps while taking the right decision. You should not want to see yourself lost when you get to know some common stuff about the industry that they are a part of. Therefore, keeping your eyes and ears open and accepting new things from others should be your manner to learn things going forward. Heavy equipment plays a pivotal role in the construction sector. It is said that the companies who have the best machines and backed with the better workforce can stand tall at all times. So, just having a modern heavy equipment is not going to help you. You also need to back it up with the efficient workforce who knows well how to work on those machines, and else is futile to have them in the first place and know how to operate them. Substantially, not all machines that have the modern look over should be purchased. You may never need that stuff in the entire project, and hence there is no need to process that in your arsenal. The better way to work is first know your requirements and then go for the purchases. And again, a lot of times you don't even need to purchase. You can rent heavy equipment, build a rapport with a good rental company like B&R Equipment. Also, purchase the heavy equipment should be done after thorough scrutiny of your finances. Heavy equipment are expensive metal, and you may not want to spend your money on something that you may not use for that time being. Last but not least, keep a tab on your finances. If you do not do that, then you will not know when you have exhausted all your resources in a spree of buying heavy equipment. Stuff that you do feel is important, but now you do not have any money left to run your business. Many young entrepreneurs have gone through this situation, and they have to ultimately take loans to run their business or simply give away the idea to continue any longer. And again, there's great financial institutes out there that, you know, you could, you know, take loan on your heavy equipment and before you buy it. But a lot of times, if you're young, and rent for a while until you build that arsenal of finances in your bank. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.